You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our Sex Podcast Collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. It is April 5th, 2019. I'm actually in New Mexico right now, but I have pre-recorded all my shows this month, so I'm coming to you with plenty of good content. Are you ready for a better dating app? I certainly am. I just think that the current slew of dating apps that we have isn't serving the needs of many of us for actually many different reasons. Well, there is a new one on the scene, and it's called Hashtag Open. It's a sex-positive dating app for everyone else. That's what I thought, actually, when I saw it. I joined, and I looked around, and I thought, oh, this is an app for the rest of us. Full disclosure, I am working as a paid consultant for Hashtag Open. I'm doing some community outreach and some marketing, but they have not been paid to be on the show. And honestly, I'm actually super excited about both the features of the app and what I've seen behind the scenes. It's grassroots, it's special, and I want to share that with all of you. But you know, I also take ethics and transparency very seriously. I am so thrilled to have the founders of the app here with me today. Let me tell you about them. After graduating from the University of Tennessee with a degree in political science, Amanda spent 15 years managing and coordinating local, state, and federal campaigns. As a master's candidate at Harvard University, she became fascinated by the capacity of game theory to disentangle the complexities of human behavior and the application of game theory to location-based dating. David has spent the last 23 years working on a variety of innovative ventures, including JavaNet, BroadVoice, and Free Conference Pro, that have provided internet-based services to at least a million subscribers to date. His talent for molding raw technology into outstanding experiences makes him uniquely suited to augment Amanda's understanding of game theory and human behavior. They are quite a team. Welcome, David and Amanda.
Thank you, Tristan.
Yes, thank you. That was a very kind introduction.
So, David, how did this all begin? Did you wake up one morning and decide to create a dating app?
Not exactly. You know, Amanda and I actually met about 4 years ago, literally 4 years ago, and we met on an app. And I think that the fact that Amanda swiped right on my profile in that nanosecond, and then we began a conversation that ultimately led to our meeting and to our falling in love, that was really a special moment for us. And we realized that, you know, but for that particular application of technology and our ability to express some mutual interests, we might not have met. And we felt like we had to find a way to make that available to more people.
That's literally like a love story. That is so mushy and sweet. That's like Valentine's Day card material. So, Amanda, had you used other apps before, and besides this one that you met on, which we're not going to name, and were you generally happy with them, or did you find like there were things wrong?
I had used other apps before and realized that that there were a couple of things that I felt were missing in the market. You know, a lot of other dating apps are very binary. So, you know, either male or female or heterosexual or homosexual. But it felt like there was such a big space for other people to find themselves and to really state what that end game is, you know, what they're looking for. We kind of use dating in quotes because, first of all, what is dating anymore? Dating is different for everybody. So, you know, having the ability to come in and state what your end game is really gives people the ability to speak their truth, no matter what that is. And a lot of, you know, dating apps are not really built with the goal of matching you up with somebody. You know, they're built for
clicks.
Clicks, advertising, eyeballs.
Yes. And those clicks become frustrating for everybody because it then provides platforms where you have all of these workarounds. So, and that becomes frustrating for everybody because they feel like they're not getting what they need. And those are the games that I think when people talk about dating being a game and that being frustrating, to me, that's what they're talking about. You know, I truly believe that people like games. So we just want to know which game we're playing. And we want to know that we're playing with others that are playing by the same set of rules for us. And that's what allows us to kind of come to the table and date more authentically.
And I think Amanda, just to extend on that for a moment, touches on something really important around authenticity. We, as is our business, spend a lot of time on all the dating apps. And the number of people that are lying and cheating and gaming the system in all sorts of ways, it's just not okay with us. And so we wanted to build a community where there was a higher standard, where people weren't going to be judged for their preferences or their boundaries, and so far that's working.
You know, you talked about binaries. Amanda did. David, when you first set up a profile, this is one of the most immediately noticeable differences with your app. Users have 24 options to choose from for gender. Why was that important to you guys? And how did you research and come up with the 24 you were going to pick? There's also a fill-in, just so people know. There's always a fill-in. But how did you come up with the 24, and why is it important?
Well, you know, as you said earlier, I'm sort of a technologist. And when we were mapping out how we wanted the app to work, which is an ongoing process, but as we were mapping it out, Amanda said to me, I don't want people to need to choose a gender. And I thought about that a lot, and we don't quite know how to do that yet. So what we did instead is we said, look, any label that you choose within the app, you can choose from a pick list or you can create your own. And, you know, that is an initial list. We've actually had some suggestions on ways to expand it and rework it. And we'll do that as time moves on. But it's important that people identify they want the way they want to.
Okay, but I have a question. So for me, I went on and I chose cis woman instead of, I think, female. And that it was just important because I feel like it makes a statement about my politics and that I'm a trans advocate and activist and that cis people should identify as cis fucking people. But my question is, am I only going to get matches with people who are searching for cis women, or am I also going to get matches for people who say women?
Well, so here's how we've set it up. As you point out, when setting up a profile, you choose a gender or create your own. Further, if you choose something other than male or female, you can pick basically to be listed as that specific label, but also non-binary or non-binary and male or non-binary and female, or for that matter, all three. So the way that we sort of tried to work this issue of the way that people identify and how that changes over time is give them an opportunity to pick a label that they're comfortable with, but also interact with others based on non-binary, female or male. And not too sure that there are any other apps out there that have that non-binary category or the ability to combine them.
Plus, you have genderqueer, gender fluid, agender. Yeah, I mean, you have a lot of options there. And similarly, there's a lot of options for sexual orientation. So why did you also decide to kind of spread your wings on sexual orientation? That's my first question. And what's the breakdown across all these choices right now in terms of who's on the app?
So as far as sexual orientation, this one is particular interest to me because I kind of find it fascinating. So the category of sexual orientation is fluid, or they are in a process of defining exactly what that is. You know, maybe they're just testing the waters here. And the point of that is, going back to the, you know, non-binary, giving people more options, we felt, is allowing them, again, to speak that truth and putting words to some kind of trickier...
What it comes down to, really, and this is the ability to define yourself. When we look at the spread of orientations that people have right now in our app, it's interesting to see that 34% of them are straight. So that means that you've got, you know, a huge percentage of people identifying in a, you know, non-traditional way. And that's exciting.
Outside of straight, basically.
Correct. The same goes for, you know, for our gender identity. We have, you know, 70 to 80% of people identifying as male or female, but we also have, you know, 25 to 30% of the folks identifying in a very broad range. Cis man and cis woman are sizable, but we have, you know, 2% of our population right now considers themselves non-binary, another 1% genderqueer, and it goes on from there. So these are, we'd like to see all of these communities grow, and with your help, Tristan, we're reaching out to different communities. It's a welcoming space, and that's why there are so many.
I mean, this thing about sexual orientation totally resonates with me, because when I used to do a sex camp for grown-ups, which I was a co-founder of and did for 10 years, we had a little back-end system, not anything like your app, but it was a little bit more rudimentary, but where you could identify your gender, and it was all fill-in, gender and sexual orientation. And one thing that we noticed, we weren't really collecting data, there was no spreadsheet, but certainly we were looking around to see who was coming each year. And one thing I noticed right off the bat is that people definitely identified as heterosexual. And then there was like a handful of people who would say, I'm straight, but not narrow. And then the next year, straight, but not narrow became more common, and heteroflexible was in there a bunch. And then the next year, we have bicurious. And then by the end of it all, like, everyone's bisexual. I mean, I don't want to make generalizations, but you could see the evolution. And the evolution came from being around other people, right? And getting permission to maybe explore something outside of your experience that far in your life. And see folks who had a more fluid sexual orientation and say, hey, maybe that describes me. So it makes perfect sense to me that we don't have to kind of label ourselves this one orientation and then stick to it for life, or stick to it for the life of how long we're on the app. I'm so curious to see once this is, you know, 10 years old, what happens, especially with millennials and the younger generation being so much more fluid. So we have to take our first commercial break and hear from our fantastic sponsors, including the Pleasure Chest, which, you know, I love, is so dear to my heart, makes this show possible. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we are going to talk more about hashtag open. And actually, we're going to talk about hashtags, people. So it doesn't sound sexy, but it is. Stay with us. Have you heard of hashtag LubeLife lubricants? They sent me a big box and I dug right in. First of all, I'm not usually a fan of flavored lubes, but even I admit that the watermelon and the mint chocolate chip, which are water-based, are actually tasty. And they make two formulas, which I love. a water silicone hybrid, which is great for using with silicone sex toys, and a silicone gel. It's rare to find a silicone lube in a texture other than super slick, so this gel is a game changer for anal sex. Everything is made in California in their USDA certified organic facility, and they're a great value. You can get 20% off all orders at lubelife.com by using code 20TRISTAN, that's 20TRISTAN, at lubelife.com. The Pleasure Chest is ready to celebrate spring. You can get 15% off all G-Spot Vibes April 19th to the 28th online. On Easter Sunday, April 21st, all the stores will have a pleasure egg hunt where customers can find hidden pleasure eggs filled with candy, treats, and delicious discounts. Plus, the Pleasure Ed free sex ed program is full of tasty classes. In Los Angeles, April 3rd, thrilling threesomes. April 11th, Midori's Dirty Fun Rope Tricks. April 17th, Blowjobs and Beyond. In New York, April 16th, All Things Fluid with Tina Horn. And April 17th, Deep Sea Fisting. In Chicago, April 10th, Head of the Class. And April 24th, Basic Bondage and Sensation Play. Check out PleasureChest.com for discounts, events, and much more. Use promo code TRISTAN to get a free gift with your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to tristan@puckerup.com. That's tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Hey, speaking of apps, let me get real for a second and say that stress is a real problem in my life, and I think that's true for a lot of other people. We're all working too much, driving too much, doing too much. And of course, if you're on social media like me, that stresses you out too. And of course, stress can affect every part of your life, which is really important. And I started meditating about 8 years ago. It changed my life for the better. Seriously. That's why I'm partnering with Calm, which is the number one app to help you reduce your anxiety and stress and help you sleep better. More than 40 million people around the world have downloaded it. And of course, I've got a good deal for you. If you head to calm.com/Tristan, you can get 25% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes guided meditations on a whole bunch of topics, including a brand new meditation every day. There are sleep stories, which are bedtime stories for adults designed to help you relax before bed. And there's soothing music and a whole bunch more. I think the toughest part about getting started with meditation is knowing where to start, right? And needing maybe a little bit of help. It's something that you really have to do and practice over and over to kind of get the hang of it and make it a regular daily thing. And so this is help right in your hand on your phone, and you can keep track of it. There's guided meditation, so you don't have to just sit there in silence, which some people have a hard time doing at the beginning. And so I think you should go check this out. Right now, Sex Out Loud listeners get 25% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/Tristan. That's calm.com/Tristan, where you can get unlimited access to all of Calm's content today. So stop stressing or lower your stress and get calm. We are talking today with Amanda and David about another app, #open. A dating app that is sex positive, that is inclusive, it's diverse. It's really a dating app for everyone. And it addresses some of the things I think the other dating apps are really missing. So, David, as part of your profile, and this like ties into the brand name, you can create your own hashtags. The interesting thing about this is you can create hashtags for interests, but you can also create hashtags for boundaries. I mean, the whole idea that a dating app has like a whole section on boundaries is amazing in and of itself. But some of the hashtags that caught my eye, which I really loved, is there was plenty of MFM, which is male, female, male, which is kind of the unsung threesome of the threesome world. Hashtag pegging, of course. There was a hashtag enthusiastic consent that a bunch of people were using. Hashtag daddy dom types. Hashtag bald girls. I love that one. That's one that I wouldn't think to put on my profile, but now that I've seen it on other people's, I would. Of course, lots of kinky hashtags, hashtag pet play, and there's even a hashtag feminism, which I love. And of course, the universal. I love this one. Hashtag kayaking. I thought it would be funny if kayaking was actually a code for something super kinky and dirty, and I just didn't know it, but I kind of know everything. So I think they just mean actual kayaking. Okay. So my question is, how many hashtags are currently in use? Because it's like endless.
Well, the list is long. It's actually growing by the moment. You know, people, when they're setting up their profile, as you said, they choose hashtags to express their preferences and their boundaries. At this point, we've got, I think, about 2,000 plus hashtags in the preferences section, and there are about 700 or so in the boundaries. And this came out of really Amanda explaining to me game theory, right? That rational actors are required to have a positive outcome. And the only way you can have rational actors is to know what their preferences are and to understand their boundaries. And so and Tristan, this also comes honestly from like reading your book and so many other great books in the space. It's all about communication and being really clear with what you want and what you need and what you're not up for. And it's fun to see these hashtags pop up.
I'm going to do a hashtag to-do lists right after this show, by the way, because that's, of course, one of my fetishes and great interests. David, are there hashtags that aren't allowed?
Good question. So we've actually recently started working with the feminist and activist Jacqueline Friedman to figure out the answer to that question. I mean, the short answer is yes. There are hashtags that aren't allowed. We don't have any tolerance for hate speech. This isn't a place for it. And, you know, fortunately, we've only had a couple of hashtags at this point that we've had to ban.
Will you tell me what those are?
Sure. Yeah. Somebody put in hashtag pedophile and somebody else put in hashtag rape. And that gets you bounced out of the community immediately.
And so there's going to be some sort of process for making decisions about what the banned hashtags are.
Yeah, so exactly. And this is what we're working with Jacqueline on. It's important to us that everybody in the community know how these things work, right? We want to be very clear about the community standards and about how folks can live up to those standards and continue to interact with others in the community or how, if they're not living up to those standards, you know, ways to help them get there.
Amanda, in the user experience when I went on, I noticed that like the main mechanism is still the swiping left, swiping right. Although you can go back later and change your mind about someone. But does that mean, like, do you envision this being closer to a hookup app than a dating app?
Hashtag open is really open to being what we make it and what the users make it to be. You know, intimacy is a broad category, and we like to say that as long as people are consenting themselves and doing things with other consenting adults, you know, with a couple of exceptions, then those are all positive things. That's the sex positive nature of hopefully the users that are inside of the app. So, you know, we really are, we may be a hookup app, we may be a dating app, but we're really the most about accepting both ourselves and others and connecting and exploring.
I think the other thing that's important about that, Tristan, is that a lot of people use these tools to just find their community, to like find their tribe, right? Not everybody is going to meet in person. Not everybody can get out and meet in person. But it's important that, at least to us, that people can connect, you know, without shame, without judgment, and explore these things that there aren't a lot of places to explore anymore.
No, you're totally right about that. And I also, I did hashtag friendship because I'm on a relationship sabbatical, FYI. And I know a ton of people who've actually met friends on dating apps, the other dating apps. So I know that that works too.
Did you know? I know you didn't know. Our number one hashtag, our number one hashtag is friends.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It goes friends, dating, threesomes, couples, kink, FWB, BDSM, polyamory, and fun.
It's very funny that threesomes is the third most popular hashtag. Is there like number theory on that? I don't know. All of this math kind of overwhelms me that you even have like all these choices and you can still find the math to match everyone. Okay, I'm going to take a break early because I want to get into something kind of important, but also a little harder to discuss. And I don't want to do that right before a commercial break and rush you. So let's go to commercial. And when we come back, I want to talk about controversial, provocative, edgy. I hate all these words, even though they just came out of my mouth. But desires and fantasies. So stay with us. More with Amanda and David when we return. Are you taking your vitamins? Well, ever since I started taking mine, I feel great. With the winter blues coming to an end, it is time to get back into a routine that helps you feel your healthiest. It's really this simple. Care of's fun online quiz asks you about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices, and takes only 5 minutes to find out your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations. It was fast, it was easy, it got right to the point. Seriously, it takes longer to fill out your profile on a hookup app. Your personalized Care of subscription box gets sent right to your door every month. The daily packets have your name on them, and they are great for anyone on the go. There are also vegan and vegetarian options available. A portion of every sale goes toward the Good Plus Foundation, which provides expectant mothers in need with valuable prenatal vitamins. For 50% off your first month of personalized Care of vitamins, go to takecareof.com and enter promo code Tristan50. That's takecareof.com, promo code Tristan50. Have you heard of hashtag LubeLife lubricants? They sent me a big box and I dug right in. First of all, I'm not usually a fan of flavored lubes, but even I admit that the watermelon and the mint chocolate chip, which are water-based, are actually tasty. And they make two formulas, which I love. A water silicone hybrid, which is great for using with silicone sex toys, and a silicone gel. It's rare to find a silicone lube in a texture other than super slick, so this gel is a game changer for anal sex. Everything is made in California in their USDA certified organic facility, and they're a great value. You can get 20% off all orders at lubelife.com by using code 20Tristan, that's 20Tristan, at lubelife.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Hey, I'm in New Mexico for quite a while, and I'm teaching at Self Serve, which is one of my favorite toy shops in the universe. They have a brand new space where they have a dedicated classroom space, and I'm going to kind of, you know, christen it by teaching two classes, April 10th and April 13th, Anal Sex for Everyone and the Art of Spanking. You can get your tickets at selfservetoys.com. We're back talking about the app Hashtag Open, a new dating app that is inclusive, diverse, and really centered around community. David, I know that you've been developing your community values. I've been on some of those meetings, and you talked about no hate speech, no discrimination. I'm wondering how you're going to handle some kind of stickier issues. I hate the term politically incorrect, just like I hate politically correct because I think it's bullshit. But I'm talking about things like rape fantasies, race play, which is a consensual, kinky type of play where people play with racial roles, certain fetishes, desires and fantasies that may fall pretty outside the norm. How are you going to handle that in terms of people doing hashtags about it, talking about it in their profile?
Yeah, for us, and this is all, it's a work in progress, Tristan. We've been working on this project for 2 years, and something new comes up every day. This is something that's going to have to continue to evolve, and we really believe that with relatively few exceptions, people in the app should live and let live. You know, as Amanda said, consent is critical. Interaction with other adults is critical. But with relatively few exceptions, and there are triggers, we talked about them earlier, that's just not acceptable in our community, we're not looking to overly police, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now, that said, as you pointed out, there's a set of community guidelines. And they're something that users agree to when they go into the app. And, if you need to block somebody or unmatch with them for, inappropriate behavior, that's something that Hashtag Open is taking very, very seriously. We've got a mechanism where a given user that may be offending others is afforded the ability to respond to that, to reread the rules, to interact with the Hashtag Open team. But ultimately, if they're not able to get along with everyone else in a happy and healthy way, then they'll leave because we'll show them the door.
Mm. You know, there's been a lot of talk recently about Facebook being evil. I mean, seriously, people have been talking about Facebook being evil since, you know, the beginning of Facebook. But recently, there's just been a lot of bad press, especially about how, if you're a member of Facebook, your data is mined, used, sold, stored, recorded. So I'm wondering, in this particular area, what Hashtag Open is doing.
Well, this is an area that also really came out of Amanda's insistence. Our data is entirely self-contained. We do not use Facebook or anybody else in creating your profiles, and we don't share any of our data with anybody else. Why is that important? Well, it's important, as you said, because it turns out that many of these apps, which were using Facebook to authenticate, and now they're using phone numbers, but read the fine print, it's still a Facebook authentication. They are getting an incredible amount of information on their users, and in many instances, they've been found to be uploading information on their users back to Facebook. But we've steered clear of using any third parties because we need to know that our users' information is as safe as we can possibly keep it.
So wait, if I go on other dating apps, I have to log in through Facebook? Like, is that when I go to a website and it says you can create a user profile or you can log in with Google or Facebook? Is that the same thing for dating apps, but I have to do it?
Yeah, so the vast majority of dating apps require you to create an account, and they give you the option to log in with Facebook or with your phone number. The thing is, Facebook has your phone number. So when you log in with your phone number, you have to read the fine print because a lot of folks are using Facebook authentication for that as well. We don't.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that. Facebook is, because I'm wary of just Facebook knowing like what rugs I just looked at, you know, online and then serving them back to me. But I'm really wary of Facebook knowing what my fetish list is and what I might be communicating with other people. I mean, I feel like this is more sensitive information than me looking at legging.
Exactly. And I mean, there is really no other sensitive information than what our sexual desires are, and that needs to really be held to a high standard and protected and given the user the ability to know what their data is being used for. You know, we like to explain why we're asking for some of the things that we ask for. You know, we ask for your age, as David was saying. A lot of the other dating apps use Facebook, so that's how they know that those users are of a certain age. So, you know, when you come into our app, we ask you what your age is because we need to have that verification again. And just that, again, all of that information is very personal to our users, and they only want to share that information with who they want to share it with and how they want to share it. We want to build trust by trying to explain some of the things that we are asking for and then showing how that is used within the community to interact with each other. And hopefully that will allow our users to have a higher level of trust in us to trust us with that sensitive information.
So an evolved version of that might be, you know, we really ask our users for the information that is needed for them to interact with others in the app. We don't need to know what rugs they're looking at. We don't need to know what kind of vacuum cleaner they just bought. We don't need to know any of those things.
I just bought a rug, so that's why I have rugs on my mind. But, okay, so speaking of rugs, and let's do something sexier, glitter nail polish, which I get served ads for all the time. Anything sparkle, anything glitter, anything sequins. What's the financial model here? Because most of these apps survive on kind of two things, ads or membership fees or both.
You're right. You know, the model that most of the apps are using right now is a sort of super premium fee. And, you know, 1-2% of their users might be paying $15 or $20 a month. We'd like to support this project. First of all, the only place that revenue is coming into Hashtag Open is from the users. So that aligns our interests, and the path that we're going down is to look for a relatively broad base of support so that this tool is available to everybody and support at a modest level. I don't know. That was completely screwed up.
No. So it's free. It's free right now. Some people might pay in the future, but it will always be free.
Our commitment is that there'll be always be a free version, and we'd like that free version to be feature rich, ideally as feature rich as the paid version. You know, we really would like a tool here for the community, and we believe that that's a tremendous opportunity building tools for the community.
I want to talk about Sesta Fosta. We've talked about this before on the show, and I just did a panel with sex workers at the Pleasure Chest. It was a Sex Out Loud live event, so you guys are going to get to hear it someday soon after it's edited. So Sesta Fosta is legislation that has passed that is purportedly about cracking down on human trafficking. But the ways in which the legislation have been written are quite vague and have been already employed to essentially suppress free speech. And also, they make the world a lot less safe for consensual sex workers. So they're saying that they're targeting trafficking, but they're actually putting consensual sex workers in danger in a number of ways. And the Free Speech Coalition has some great resources on this if you want to read up online. Sesta Fosta, one of the things, there have been outcomes of Sesta Fosta, like once it happened, lots of people, especially big corporations, met with their lawyers. This is how basically Craigslist stopped doing personal ads. They decided that they just couldn't risk it because the way in which the law is written, if someone meets on Craigslist, if two people meet and then they exchange money for sex, then Craigslist is liable for coordinating human trafficking. And that's why the law is just so badly written. And of course, it's unconstitutional and there are challenges to it right now, but those are going to play out in the courts and going to kind of take a really long time. And so you would think that Sesta Fosta wouldn't really affect dating apps per se, because they don't have anything to do with trafficking or even with consensual sex work. But that's actually not true. Zesta FOSTA has chilled the speech and the opportunities for a lot of different websites and technology, and that includes hashtag open. So we are going to take another break. When we come back to the break, I want to hear from David and Amanda what Zesta FOSTA means to them and how it may limit how hashtag open operates. So don't go anywhere. Important discussions still happening. We'll be back. The Pleasure Chest is ready to celebrate spring. You can get 15% off all G-Spot Vibes April 19th to the 28th online. On Easter Sunday, April 21st, all the stores will have a pleasure egg hunt where customers can find hidden pleasure eggs filled with candy, treats, and delicious discounts. Plus, the Pleasure Ed free sex ed program is full of tasty classes. In Los Angeles, April 3rd, thrilling threesomes. April 11th, Midori's Dirty Fun Rope Tricks. April 17th, Blowjobs and Beyond. In New York, April 16th, All Things Fluid with Tina Horn. And April 17th, Deep Sea Fisting. In Chicago, April 10th, Head of the Class. And April 24th, Basic Bondage and Sensation Play. Check out PleasureChest.com for discounts, events, and much more. Use promo code Tristan to get a free gift with your order. Let's get real. Stress is a worldwide epidemic. We're working too much, we're doing too much, and we're inundated with the constant news cycle. And stress can affect every single part of your life. Believe me, I know. I started meditating about 8 years ago, and it changed my life for the better. That's why I'm partnering with Calm, the number one app to help you reduce your anxiety and stress and help you sleep better. If you head to calm.com/Tristan, you'll get 25% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes guided meditations on issues like anxiety, stress, and focus, including a brand new meditation every day. There are also sleep stories, which are designed to help you relax, and there's even soothing music. Right now, Sex Out Loud listeners get a 25% off Calm premium subscription at calm.com/Tristan. That's calm.com/Tristan. Get unlimited access to all of Calm's content today. Stop stressing and get calm.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I'm talking today with David and Amanda, who are the co-founders of Hashtag Open, which is a new dating app that is really has high, high goals for itself. It sets out to be community-minded. Its principles are things like respect and no judgment, and it's really diverse and inclusive of genders, sexual orientations, relationship styles, and other people identity. Like they're trying to cover a whole wide swath, which of course is important because lots of folks, especially marginalized folks, don't feel served by the current roster of dating apps. Before the break, I gave you a little background about the legislation and the law, Zesta FOSTA, which I've talked about on the show before. But David, I'm curious what Zesta FOSTA means to you and how it has or hasn't affected the way that you do business.
Well, as you said, first and foremost, it's a really, really badly written piece of legislation. Nobody really knows exactly what it means, but it's had a chilling effect on human sexuality on the internet. And, among other things, we can't run ads for Hashtag Open. Reddit won't take them. Tumblr won't take them. Twitter won't take them. Instagram won't take them, and so on.
You don't even have sex in your name. So they're going to your app and they're going, no way.
The logic that they're employing right now is dating apps equal people connecting. People connecting may equal people exchanging value for sex. Not something we can police, obviously not something that Craigslist could police, and not something that you know, in my experience as a as an internet service provider and working with a lot of different IP technologies, not something that you want to push people away from. If anything, having these digital tools available for people that are not doing well by having these digital tools helps find traffickers.
Right.
It's really it's backwards. The whole thing is set up backwards, and it's causing a challenge for a lot of people. Consensual sex workers.
Right. I mean, I didn't think of, you know, it's part of the reason why Tumblr started nixing all of its sexual content. I mean, people are just, I feel like we're in this moment of a lot of sex negativity when it comes to technology and resources. And so it seems kind of gutsy to create a sex positive anything in the current online climate.
We do lose sleep occasionally. This is going to figure itself out with the work of a lot of, and unfortunately, it's going to take some time. We've talked to a number of sex worker advocates, of attorneys that are working on this. You know, the fight is being fought broadly, but not broadly enough. And look, sex workers will undoubtedly use our app because many sex workers are non-binary, many are kink friendly, and they're welcome to. It's just not a place for commerce.
Ah, okay. So that's your sort of terms of service, no commerce.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's important. And also you kind of have to comply with the law or they'll come after you. I don't know. Will they come after Match.com more than you? It's always a question of who they want to take on. And sometimes that has no logic.
That's the scary part.
So another feature, which I forgot to mention about your site, which I really love, is that you can create a user profile that's you, that's like a solo person, and you can also create a partnered profile, which is new. A lot of partners are on dating apps kind of searching for other people, but they have to be in one. They can't sort of join two. Is that right?
On other dating apps. So when you are speaking to somebody on the other end, you know, that's a profile. You don't know if that profile is claiming to be in a partnership. One, you don't know if that is true. And two, you don't know who you're speaking to in that partnership. So inside of hashtag open, if you were to come and you would be chatting with, you know, David or myself, it would say David of Amanda and David or Amanda of Amanda and David. So then you know who you're speaking to. And that also allows those partners to stay in real time with those conversations because both of those things are happening from their individual phones.
Yeah, it also means like people can be their own individual person.
Yeah.
Which, just not to diss swingers or mainstream swingers, but I do feel like there's a thing that happens at swinger events and in swinger mainstream culture where the couple is sort of the central thing. It's the prized thing. I've told this story before, but when I went to a swingers event, they put my name and the name of my partner on my name tag, which was like, if I got lost or something, but I'm actually totally my own person. And so I found that really offensive. So in this case, you can create a profile, David creates a profile, and then you can join each other. You can like link together.
That's right. And have a third partner profile. So Tristan, you could be interacting with Amanda or with me as individuals or as a partner profile. And right now we only have the ability to have two solo profiles and a partner profile, but we're working on the ability to have multiple partners and a partner profile and to have individuals be able to be in multiple partnerships.
Oh my gosh. That sounds like a lot more math, coding, and algorithms. You that already just like sort of, I just tried to do it. And I was like, cause then there could be like, I'm a hetero flexible cis man partnered with a gender fluid non-binary person who is also partnered with, let's go simple here, a cis lesbian. Yeah, that's a lot of moving parts.
It may be an edge case, right? It may be an edge case, but what's important to us is that that can be done, because that means everything else can be done, right? I mean, if we can make that work, then a whole range of pairing should be doable.
Okay, so let's tell everyone how they can find out about you, et cetera. Your website is #open.com, and the word hashtag is spelled out, #open.com. But can we go to the App Store and get this?
So right now the app is available in the Apple App Store. If you go in and you type in #open, it pops up. And the Android is in its final beta stages, and we hope to move it to the Google Play Store in the next couple of weeks.
So right now, if I have an Android, can I get on the beta?
Yes. What you want to do is head over to our website and add your email address to the Android beta list. You'll receive a confirmation email, and hopefully within a week or so, you'll be invited into the beta. They're quite a few people still onboarding into that.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for being on the show. I really, really, I'm so excited for the potential of this to really change the landscape.
Well, thank you. We hope it will too.
So you can also find them on Twitter and Instagram at #open. Remember, spell it out. And on Facebook, #openapp. I want to shout out to my great crew, executive producer Karen Dana, senior producer Raymond Johnson, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, A-Rod, my regular engineer, and Len on the board today, everyone at Voice America. Tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of the show. My guest next week is Ashley Crew, a pelvic health physical therapist, to talk about pelvic health and pelvic pain and pain during sex. Such an important topic. See you next week.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.